Oh, that's right. To a right here, Greenwood, South Carolina, 4:07 in the afternoon. I tell you what, the sun, it is a shining on Greenwood today, and that's a good thing. And of course, there's nothing better than flying weather when the sun is out. And I have Bo Bowman here. He, of course, is the director of the South Carolina branch of Angel Flights. They've got a tournament coming up, but they also do a lot of wonderful things with Angel Flights. So, Bo Bowman, how you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. And boy, you're right. It would be a good day for flying.
I tell you what, it just looks like one of those days you just need to be up in the air. Now, of course, you live here in Greenwood, and you got involved when you retired. Y'all moved down here, and somehow you got involved with this organization called Angel Flights.
Yes, well, I've always loved flying, as you know, and I've always known about Angel Flight, but I had the opportunity to volunteer to fly for them in 2008. So in the year 2008, I flew 45 missions of my own, made a lot of talks and things like that in the headquarters in Atlanta.
They said, we can't let him get away.
Yeah, I guess so. They said, how would you like to have a part-time job and be the director of a branch of Angel Flight in South Carolina? They always covered South Carolina, but they did not have a branch office. So that was my job, to open the branch office and to grow the program here in South Carolina.
Now, did you actually think it would, you thought it would be a part-time job, right?
Yeah, and that's what they call it, a part-time job. But I'll tell you, I'm either...
Is that under 30 hours a week?
Yeah, they've redefined that, so I'm not sure. But I know I'm thinking about Angel Flight if I'm not working probably 80% of the time.
Absolutely.
Well, not when I'm sleeping, usually.
Usually. Well, Bo, I mean, it has been amazing what you've done since we've opened the office here, since you've opened the office here. The missions have increased.
Yes.
The chance for people to be able to get the type of care that they might could benefit from a treatment far away from here and wouldn't be able to go. Angel Flights is just a tremendous, tremendous program. I can't believe there'd be anybody out there listening that doesn't know about Angel Flights. But what does Angel Flights exactly do?
Well, Anne, Angel Flight is an organization of volunteer pilots that give of their time, their airplane gas, to transport people that have medical problems or other issues, getting with families. They have trouble getting the means of transportation to these places, and it's a hardship for them. And we fill in that blank. We like to remove that obstacle of transportation for people that need to have it for very serious reasons, and it's usually for medical treatments that they need but might not be able to afford to get to the treatment.
Now, you've had some wonderful clients here that have been able to go back and go back. I remember this spring you got an award from what channel?
That was Channel 7.
7, yes.
I was just on Channel 7 and also Channel 4, but that was Channel 7, and they have the Caring for the Carolinas award they give to someone every month. And in March, I was fortunate enough and very happy to receive that award from Channel 7.
Sure. And there was quite an outpouring of people that were out there. There were even some people out there who continue to get the services of Angel Flight.
Yes. We had a number of our patients come out and support me that day just to show their support, that they received our help and were very appreciative of it. We had some town council members out there, and a lot of people came out to support me that day, including yourself, Ann.
Absolutely, I did. Wouldn't have missed it. But what are the types of things that people, and sometimes there are people that have to have reoccurring treatments at an area when a hospital or doctor's office doesn't have the treatment here in our area, you take them, and you've taken them, I mean, they've gone to New York, they've gone to Texas, they've gone all over the United States to get the type of treatment.
That is correct, and you say recurring, and that is true. The average person will fly with us for treatments at least 3 times. We've had as many as 20-some for one patient. Sometimes it's just one time. We frequently take people to the James M. Still Burn Center down in Augusta, because we're close to that burn center, and it is the best in the country from everything I've heard. So quite often we will get requests for transportation to the burn center, not for the emergency visit the first time, but for subsequent treatments. And as people probably know, burns require return trips for a lot of reasons.
Sure. And the thing about it is, though, a person does have to be ambulatory to be able to go on the flights. They can't. This isn't a medic vac. This is a just your regular plane.
Yes, it's just a regular plane, so you have to be able to get on and off with some help, mm-hmm. and that's not unusual. We say ambulatory and stable.
Ambulatory and stable. So this is what Angel Flight does, and I tell you what, Bo, you cover now as being, you're the director for the state of South Carolina, so what that really means that you're covering the state.
Yes, our services, and I want people out there to understand that, because a lot of times when I approach a foundation from Charleston or for Columbia, they first think that we just help in the Greenwood area, but we are here to service people in the whole state. The office just happens to be here in Greenwood because I took the position, and my office has to be somewhere, and it happens to be Greenwood. But I like to emphasize that for the people around the state, that we service needs in the entire state.
Absolutely. In fact, that's probably one of the reasons that you got that nice donation from the Daniel Island Rotary with the duck race.
Yes,
we promoted the heck out of that.
Yes, you did. And we sold more tickets, or more duck adoptions, I should say.
Duck adoptions, that's right.
This way. And for people to know out there, we every year the Daniel Island Rotary drops 25,000 ducks off of the bridge down there in the Wando River, and they float about a half a mile downstream, and the first ducks down win. So
that's quite a feat
in itself.
We had a duck that was adopted here in Greenwood win a good-sized prize.
Yes, we had a duck that came in eighth last year, and when you figure out of 25,000 ducks, one of the adoptions that I sold won eighth place. That's pretty good.
Now, how much did they win?
The odds. They won $400.
That's pretty good.
The first prize is $10,000. Then they drop quickly, but he was very happy to receive $400. It turned out to be a neighbor of mine out at in Stony Point, and really, I didn't have anything to do with that duck getting down the river very fast.
Well, it was great because the Daniel Island Rotary made a commitment to Angel Flight, and then they gave you the opportunity to sell adoptions, which brought in more money for you.
Yes, they tried that this year with us. They gave us half of the proceeds from selling the duck adoptions, which were $10 a piece, and that added to it. And they have kind of committed themselves to us. They generally try to change beneficiaries each year, but they like Angel Flight so much. They have supported us for 3 years in a row now, and this year they gave us between $7,000 and $8,000 as a beneficiary, plus the proceeds from what we sold up here, the adoptions we sold.
Sure. Well, when we come back, we're going to be talking with Bo about what the money raised actually goes for, because, you know, one of the things you may not realize, the pilots have to pay their own gas, the pilots have to have their own plane, and the pilots have to donate their time. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Angel Tournament of Angels that'll be coming up on September 16th. So why don't you stay right with us, and if you've got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Hey, we do want to mention that Angel Flight Soars has been selected by our Secretary of State, Mark Hammond, for the Angel list. And that's quite an accomplishment to be on their list, too.
Yes, that is. And we got it one. You can only get that award one time,
right?
And then you don't qualify, or you qualify, but
well,
you
the only way I guess
you're not eligible to receive it again.
But the thing I guess you would be if you were on the other list, they would sure take you on the other list, the devil list.
What is that? The Scrooge list. They pick 10 people each year, of which each of those that are picked have to have over 80% of the funding received has to go to directly to, in some way, the person being helped. And so that narrows the field down quite a bit. And I think our number that year was 86 point something. But we were very proud to receive that award in 2010, and it meant a lot to us. We can publish that on our foundation funding requests. And when they see that we qualify for that, that really means a lot to those that are giving out funding.
Absolutely. Now, when you're raising funds, since the pilots have to provide their own gas, they have to provide their own plane and their own time, they're not getting paid a dime for this.
Yes.
What do you raise the money for?
Okay, first of all, I want to say that that's something I really want people to understand. A lot of people think the funding goes towards paying for the pilot's gas, and it does not. The pilots provide the funding, or they provide the gas, like you said, the gas, their airplane, and their time, period. The funding that we receive goes towards, I like to say, three things. Mission coordination, and that involves the mission coordinators that work out of Atlanta that put together the missions for all six states, and that means talking to the patients, screening the patients, lining them up with a pilot, posting the missions online so pilots can see what's needed out there and can volunteer for the missions, and then putting all this together. If it's a linking mission of going to out of our area into another state, then she's got to work with other Angel Flight type organizations like Angel Flight East or Northeast to coordinate this, so there's a plane there waiting when the patient gets to the first airport. So there's a lot involved in coordinating the mission. So it pays for the mission coordination. It pays for pilot recruitment. I and many others go out throughout their states to speak to pilot groups, to airplane clubs. They stop at airports, leave off brochures, whatever we can do to recruit new pilots. And, of course, that takes funding.
That should be a constant turnover type thing, because somebody might be in a position to do it for a few months or a year and then may not be able to do it any longer.
Absolutely correct, because a lot of our volunteer pilots are retired persons that love to fly, can still fly, they're passing their medicals, and sometimes that changes. And they do it for a few years and then maybe drop out, and we appreciate all they've done, but we got to replace those pilots with new pilots. So that's a continuing thing, as you said, Ann. And then the third would be, we call it public awareness or outreach. That's to go around the state for me and speak to people. I mean, all the funding isn't for me. That's for people like me, including headquarters,
right,
to go out to other places, give talks to clubs, to Rotary clubs, Lions clubs, to church groups, to medical groups, to social workers at hospitals, all around the states, to raise public awareness. That's the one thing that really amazes me. All the places I go to talk, and I've spoken at, I think I say now, over 130 different places, I'm always amazed of the people that have never heard of us. As hard as we try, it's still very difficult. And
it
it's
is
one of those things, you know, when you need us, then you remember, or somebody will tell you about us. But that's one of my biggest jobs, is to do that. But that's the third area of where the funding goes. And that involves a lot of printed material, a lot of travel time, gas for travel, and that sort of thing.
Sure. Now, one of the things that doctors are the ones who are quite often referring, aren't they, when they say, you know, when a patient says, there's no way I can go to Augusta, they might say, well, give y'all a call and see if it could be worked out. But a doctor does have to sign off that this would improve the quality of their life or would be helpful to them.
Yes, and that flying in a small plane is okay for them, and they certify that this person does have this problem, whatever it is they've told us. We just have to have that certified by a doctor.
You can't just say you're going to the hospital to see grandma. Like, as much as that would be something you would like to be able to do.
But if grandma's sick
in
another city, another state, and the family needs to get there, and that's travel is a problem for them, we will take them to see grandma.
How about that? About that? That's pretty amazing.
We say for, you know, medical reasons and other compassionate reasons. So we do a lot of flights we call compassion flights.
Wow. Now, how do you justify that as far as a doctor? Would you get a doctor from the grandmother's side saying that? Or how does that work?
We don't really go through a doctor. We discuss the situation with them. And frankly, we're quite trusting in the people that tell us these things. And I've never known of a case where it's been obvious that they were taking advantage of us in any way.
Wow. Well, you know, you were talking about linking. One of the things that you do, you may only fly to North Carolina or to Virginia, right? And then if somebody needs to go to New York, you'll have a pilot sitting right there when you fly in to change them over and take them the next leg of the trip. But not only that, you guys get them back home.
Yes, we do the same thing in reverse when we get them back home. And that mission is planned before we let them get there because we want to know that they can get home. So we got to fill all those missions to wherever they're going and the return before we can accept the mission. So we don't want to strand anybody or turn anybody down, but we do want to make sure that their entire trip is covered. And we'll do the same thing in reverse. Might be another city that we link the pilots at. It doesn't matter as long as they end up at the right place.
Exactly. You know, one of the things that always amazes me is the fact how many people don't realize that we have an airport right here in Greenwood.
Oh, yes. We have run across this before, haven't we?
We have.
But we do have an airport here in Greenwood. And I think the recent air show or airport expo that we had at our airport really helped that situation. That people
that was a
know
great
more
show.
About.
Yeah. It was a great show. And it went on for a long time. I was so impressed. And the type of planes and whatnot that came in, the ones that flew in the air show, it sure was fantastic.
Oh, that was a fantastic show. And the people that were there got to see two of the outstanding aerobatic flyers in this country.
Yes, and he lives right over there in Georgia, very far away.
Yeah, with Gary Ward.
Yes.
Is out of Lincoln or
Lincolnton,
Georgia. And he came up here to do that for us for just the cost of the fuel.
Yeah, I mean, it was phenomenal. I got to interview him on the show, in the morning show.
And he's an old guy like me, and he's still doing aerobatics.
Have you ever done any aerobatics?
Oh, no, just the maneuvers they make you go through when you're getting your license. They call them crazy eights and chandelles, just to show your proficiency in operating the airplane, but nothing like rolls or loops. Well, my plane wouldn't go straight up for very long. It takes a very powerful engine.
Absolutely. Well, you do have, and we have, how many pilots are housed out there at the Greenwood Airport? How many planes or how many pilots, roughly?
I'm going to say roughly 50 or 60.
Yeah. See, that's a lot.
And a lot of people don't know that. And on a given day, maybe only a few of them are flying. But today we had, I may as well say this, we had 5 Black Hawk helicopters land for refueling out there. And believe me, that was a good day for the FBO operator, Rick Trammell, out there.
Black Hawk, wow.
Yeah, man. 5 Black Hawks.
Were they on their way to Syria? No, just teasing.
No, they were refueling.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. You know, that would be a good place on a Saturday morning just to go and see people taking off and doing planes,
Yes.
On a good
day.
I
don't see a lot of people doing that, but quite often I'll see a family that's brought a few children out to watch the airplanes take off and land. And if they are and I have the opportunity, I try to wave to them and make it exciting for them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we are here with the one and only Bo Bowman. He is the director of Angel Flights. If you want to give Bo a call after the show, if you'd like to sign up, we're going to talk more about the tournament, but the Tournament of Angels, maybe you'd like to have him come to your group and talk, or maybe you'd like to see about coming on board even as a sponsor here, give him a call, 554-3198. That's 554-3198. 3198. You can also email him at scbranch@angelflightsoars.org. angelflightsoars.org. Check it out. It's a great organization. Hey, it's time for South Carolina News and a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
For the individual engrossed in McDonald's new Deluxe Angus Third Pounder, the world simply ceases to exist. You savor each bite of thick, juicy 100% Angus beef, topped with crisp red onions and crinkle-cut pickles, oblivious to the fact that the pantsuit you borrowed from your roommate has become a full-body napkin for your fanatical feasting frenzy. Angus Axiom Number 5, ignorance is bliss, or in this case, vice versa. Get lost in one of three new Angus Third Pounders. Only at participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon. Beautiful afternoon out there. I have a true angel right here, Bo Bowman. What do you think about that? Boy, that sounded really good, Ann, didn't it?
An angel. Whoa. Talk to my wife.
Angel or devil? What is the term? But coming up, let's just go ahead and we should mention this. We'll talk some more about Angel Flight. But coming up Monday, September 16th at the Links of Stony Point, a premier place to have this tournament. It is going to be out there at Angel Flights. I tell you what a great place to have a fun, fun day.
Oh, yes. The Links at Stony Point is the best club I can think of to hold this tournament. And it's right there. Actually, in my backyard, but because I live out there. But that's just pure coincidence. They do a wonderful job, and they help us so much and give us such reasonable deals for doing this tournament out there. They're just wonderful to us, the Jim and Denise Medford and the Links at Stony Point. It's a beautiful course. And
since the Medfords took over the course, what a difference.
Oh, yes.
Because you lived there before.
I lived there through three different owners of the golf course, and none of the others compare to what Jim and Denise have done in putting a lot of their personal funds, time, blood, sweat, and tears into developing that course. And it's a wonderful course. And I'm so happy that this tournament for the South Carolina branch for all the state is in Stony Point.
Absolutely. Now, of course, anybody can sign up to be part of the tournament, correct? Can come out there and play golf?
Yes, anybody can. And the last few years, this is the third annual.
Right.
In the first 2 years, I think 1 year we had 102 golfers, the next year 104. And we're already right in that same area. In fact, I did a count right before I came here. I was going to be doing it anyway. And we're up to 100 golfers at this point. And I know there's some to come in yet. So we're going to be right in the same ballpark, and I would like to encourage anyone, any golfers out there, foursome or individual golfers, that would like to help us. If you're on the line about whether you should play or not, whether you ought to take the day off or not, please consider doing it, because I would love to make this the biggest year ever for our tournament.
Well, if you're already at 100 and it's, what, really 2 weeks off, a week and a half, I guess, a week and a half, yeah.
Yes, so hopefully we'll get more as we get closer.
Now, let's see, so you can do a foursome or you can come by yourself. Hey, you know, it's a shotgun start at 11 o'clock. How much does the tournament cost, Bo?
The tournament is $100 a person, $400 for the foursome, but you got to remember that most of that is a contribution to Angel Flight. About 70% of that is tax deductible and goes to Angel Flight. The rest goes towards paying for the golf course and the things we have to provide. Most of the gifts are given to us by companies.
Wow. Well, here you go. Just think of that. $70 is a tax write-off, so you're only really paying $30. On a $100 person, yeah.
That's right. And this year you're going to get a very nice golf shirt with Angel Flight on it.
Wow.
And that alone could cost you the biggest part of what you're paying.
Well, I mean, you have done, I mean, I wasn't out there last year. I was out there the year before. But I tell you what, the swag bags are pretty awesome.
Yes, that's because we're a non-profit that's appreciated not only here but in Atlanta, and companies like to donate towards the goodie bag or swag bag, is that what you called it?
Swag bag, yes.
Whatever. they're very good because we get some nice things to put in them. It doesn't cost us anything. They're contributed, and the golfers really appreciate it.
Sure. So this will be going on now. One of your big sponsors is the Burn Center out of Augusta.
Yes, they're what we call the Golden Halo sponsor, or the title sponsor for the tournament. They give us the biggest contribution so that we can hold the tournament and get started setting it up and getting the things we need to get, and they are wonderful. And we have a wonderful relationship with them. I know of no other hospital or organization that has a person there dedicated to coordinating the missions that they have us to fly to bring people into their hospital. They have a person that coordinates with
us. That's their job.
That's their job.
Right, with
I'm
all
sure
of
she does
flight.
Some other things, but I think she was on once with us
mm-hmm.
here.
Yes, she was. Yeah, exactly.
Sherry Vedetto. And we appreciate that, and that's why they're so important to us, because they use us a lot, and they help us with things like this golf tournament.
And I think they'll be up here playing golf, won't they?
They're sending 8 people, 2 foursomes, and several of them are doctors from the Burn Center.
Well, that'll be good for the links out there for them to see the quality and the type of courses we have right here. Because so many times you think, oh, we'd have to go to Atlanta to find this or that type of thing right
that's
here.
That's very true, and I'm sure that's part of why Jim and Denise like to help us so much, because it's good for them, too.
Absolutely. So the Burn Center is there, and then who else is some of your big sponsors here?
Well, let's talk about the food. I mean,
food
is important, right?
But that'll make them sign up. What you got for food?
We get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and dessert brought to us free.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
You can't afford not to come to this tournament.
That's right.
But breakfast items are brought to us from all the McDonald's in town. The owner of the 3 McDonald's in town,
Ken Whittington,
yep. And his managers donate breakfast foods before the tournament starts. They'll be out there at 9 or 9:30 giving away some of their breakfast foods, plus orange juice and coffee. And then lunch this year is being provided by the Greenwood Sandwich Company,
which is over here
off the bypass.
Yep.
They're going to prepare 100 and however many bags with a sandwich, chips, cookies, that sort of thing, for the golfers to take out on the course with them so they won't be hungry while they're on the course.
Absolutely.
And then Lee's Barbecue, which is out in across
out
the lake,
yep.
Is providing dinner for our awards dinner and for our dinner. And Brewster's is providing dessert after dinner. So there you go.
I tell you what, that's a full day right there. Plus, I'm sure there'll be some stuff available out there at the clubhouse, too.
They're always available at the clubhouse. And, of course, we'll be providing beverages during the tournament. So, you know, that $100 is looking better all the time, isn't it, Ann?
Well, particularly when you consider $70 is going to go for a tax donation.
That's
a winning combination right there.
Yes. So people don't react to the $100 too quickly. It's a good day.
It's a very good day. That's right. So $100, that's what it's going to cost you to go to this tournament. You're going to golf out there. A great place to be golfing out there at the links of Stony Point. You're going to get gift bags. And are you still doing a silent auction?
Yes, we call it a raffle, and some of the bigger items will be a silent auction where people can write down what they bid for. Like, we'll have a week at a very nice home on the beach at Hilton Head.
Woohoo!
And something like that, rather than raffle it off with raffle tickets, we will have a silent auction. That's an example.
Sure.
We'll have a few things like that, but then we'll have a lot of other gifts, gift certificates from restaurants, from bed and breakfast, from hotels, that people can buy as many raffle tickets as they want, submit them, vote more or less in what they would like to have, and we'll draw one out at the end of the day. Last year we had 40 such gifts. We'll have 30 to 40 this year.
And, well, let's see, if you got 100 golfers and you got 40 some great raffle prizes, hey, you are racking up if you are part of this tournament now.
Yeah,
let me tell you, you cannot lose. Hey, I tell you what, after the show, if you want to give Bo a call and sign up, give him a call at 554-3198. That's 554-3198. Put this date on your calendar, Monday, September 16th, out there at the Links of Stony Point. Right now, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. I have Angel Flight here. If you're just tuning in, Angel Flight is having a golf tournament to help raise funds. That'll be September 16th at the Links of Stony Point. It's all day. I think tee off is at 11 o'clock. I think I'm right on that.
That's right.
And, of course, Bo, you'll be having a fun day starting with breakfast all the way through dinner. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great way to raise funds for Angel Flights. And if you don't know what Angel Flights is, someday you might be able to use the services, so you want to listen up. And I always say it's a good idea to participate in things that someday you might
you
be able
might
to use.
Need. And yeah. Not necessarily mean that you're ill and need to go for treatments, but you might need to take a trip to your family that is having a problem up in Tennessee or Maryland or somewhere.
Sure.
And we can help. As long as you, as long as it's a hardship for you in some way, we will help you get there. We don't want that to be an obstacle.
That's right. So Angel Flights make sure that people that need special treatments that may not be available in our area are able to travel. The Burn Center right down there in Augusta is a good example. Anybody that has a problem with trying to get there, doctors and Angel Flights and coordinators work together to make it happen.
That's correct.
And that's a very, very, very good thing, as no cost to the patient.
That is absolutely true. Totally free for the patient.
Absolutely. So this is the third annual South Carolina Tournament of Angels, and it's sponsored by the Joseph M. Burn Centers. A lot of other people have come on board.
James M. Still.
Oh,
Burn Center. Yeah.
Oh, Burn Center. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what we are looking at here today. It's going to be a lot of fun, September 16th. But, Bo, you know, when we were talking about the airport out there, you said your administrative person was out there at the airport right now that they could call and sign up?
Yes, I have an administrative assistant now, part-time, that her name is Jan Hudson, and she's out there working hard right now, actually doing things to get ready for this tournament.
At least you hope she's out there working hard
yes,
right now.
Yes, she better be. Anyway... I hope she's listening, Jan. Anyway, if you want to call now to sign up, somebody will answer the phone on her desk, and that phone number would be 864-223-4434. That's our landline in her office at the airport.
Okay, so... We actually have a terminal out there, don't we? And you have an office out there. It's a real airport.
Yeah, that is a real airport and a very nice terminal. We get a lot of compliments from visitors. What a nice terminal we have. So if you haven't been out there to see the terminal, you ought to go out there sometime. It's well-maintained and it looks very nice. We do have a small office down at the end of the hall that they give me at no cost to run the Angel Flight program.
Absolutely. And also, we should mention, you have a nice website for Angel Flight. What's the name of the website,
Bo? The website is www.angelflightsoars.org. And they just updated the website, and I love the new website. The previous one was very nice also, but they just initiated a new website.
So there you go. Check it out if you have any questions or anything. Of course, you can check that out. Of course, you can call Bo, though, at 554-3198. That's 554-3198. I think the Angel Flight group made a good choice when they put you on board to be the South Carolina director. We didn't have one, and you know, so that makes it hard in a little bit because you don't have a rule book to follow, do you?
That's true. I'm the first of the. Of course, they have their headquarters in Atlanta, but then we serve five other states, and we're the first of those states that they gave the idea of a branch office a try. And so really I didn't have any guidelines to follow. I got a lot of suggestions and help from Atlanta, of course. And since I did this in 2009, and I think the reason I got it is my passion for the program kind of showed.
Yes, it does.
So, anyway, they're doing it in Alabama now. They hired a gal that graduated from the University of Alabama, mm-hmm. just out of school with a four-year degree, and she is the manager or the director of the Alabama branch, and it's in Tuscaloosa, and that started last year.
So they don't have any in any of the other states?
No, they do not have a branch office at this point. They do have a tournament over there, which I don't have the date with me today, but they're going to have a tournament in October. It'll be her second, and this is my third.
So there you go. Well, but I think you've done an excellent job of pulling that all together.
Yeah, I want to interrupt you here a second because
okay.
I'll keep forgetting this. I mean, I don't know why I would forget, but before the show's over, I want to congratulate you on winning the award for South Carolina. The best radio show in the state of South Carolina is this show, Meet Me at the Diner, and congratulations to you. And I am so privileged to have been on this show so often. How many people can say they were on the best show, best radio show in South Carolina? Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Bo. I really appreciate it. It certainly was a surprise that we won.
I hear Jim Bo Hannon advertising for you, and now you have Bo Bowman.
But there you go. I've got all the biggies right.
Congratulating you. So you've
right.
had two Bos congratulating
That's
you.
That's right. We've got all the biggies right here on WCRS. Well, thank you very much, Bo. I really appreciate it. But as we wrap this up, Angel Flights has been your passion. Angel Flights do so much for people, and I think it's great that you have been able to grow this program as much as you have. The first year, how many missions since you've taken over, how many missions were kind of started?
Well, I forget the exact numbers year by year, but we started in 2009 with the branch office. Now, there were missions coordinated out of Atlanta before that.
Sure.
But the first year, I'm going to guess, was probably 100 and some missions, and then maybe up into the 200s. And last year, we coordinated 362 missions. And we are on track for at least repeating that or going higher. And I would have to say that as far as fundraising goes, in 2008, we didn't raise any funds because there wasn't a South Carolina
sure.
branch. But then in 2009, I think I started with $21,000, and that has steadily grown over the 4 years up to like $65,000 last year. Every year I think, how am I going to beat what I raised the previous year? But so far every year I've been able to do it, and it looks like we'll do it again this year.
Well, I think it is phenomenal. You were telling me about being down in Chapin talking to the women's group down there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I saw it in the paper where you got, I think it was a $600 donation.
Yes, I went down there to speak to their women's group, and they generally make contributions to worthy causes in their area. But I think they were so impressed with the Angel Flight services that we provided that they provided me with a nice check. And And of course, you mentioned the $7,000 to $8,000 check we got from the Daniel Allen Rotary.
Sure.
And because of that, we've really grown the program in the Charleston area.
Well, that's what it's all about, being able to coordinate flights all across the state. It is not just Greenwood, although we're very blessed to have you right here mm-hmm. in Greenwood, because I know that means we get good service. Plus, you have a really good group of pilots here who are volunteering and taking their time to do this.
Yes, we have more pilots here in Greenwood, about five or six pilots here in Greenwood, and that's more than any single city in the state. And a lot of that has to do with they're my buddies here.
I
put the pressure on them, but
yeah.
they, They enjoy it very much. People like Mo Scott. Well, I don't want to. Bob Butler, people that have been business people here in the area before that now have airplanes, and they love to fly just like I do. So that's what we do.
You fly. That's right. Well, Bo, I think that is tremendous. Again, if you would like to sign up right now, you can pick up the phone, call Jan right out there at their office at the airport, 223-4434. That's 223-4434. If you'd like to have Bo come and talk at your group, or maybe you have more interest about being involved with Angel Flights, you can give him a call, 554-3198. That's 554-3198. And of course, don't forget to check out their website at angelflightsoars.org. Bo, you know, I know you were totally surprised to get the Carolina Cares Award. We need to say, who signed you up for that award?
Jan Hudson, my administrative assistant, unbeknown to me. She heard about this Caring for the Carolinas Award and did what she had to do to fill out the forms and nominate me. She was asking me for pictures and things that I had no idea what she was up to. But by golly, they picked me, and it was quite an honor.
Absolutely, and that was in the month of March. So if you, you've probably seen Bo in the newspaper, you might have seen him on TV, and of course, you'll go anywhere, do about anything to help promote Angel Flights, won't
you? That's true.
That's true. Well, Bo, it's going to be a lot of fun. $400 for a foursome, but you can come by yourself, $100.
That's correct, and we'll put you in a foursome.
Absolutely. And it's a shotgun start, so that's one of the good things. Nobody has to wait to get started.
That's right. It's a shotgun start, and we can't talk here, Ann. And it's also captain's choice, so you take the best ball on each stroke, and that kind of evens things out. Golfers know that. So it's a good format for people just to come out and have a good time.
And they'll feed you all day long from breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You get a swag bag filled with goodies. You get the opportunity for raffles. I tell you what, it's a win-win situation. It's a win for Angel Flight, and it's a win for you personally. So why not sign up today? Give Bo a call, 554-3198. That's 554-3198. Want to get it? Check out the information? Check out angelflightsoars.org. Bo Bowman, always a pleasure to have you here with us.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here, Ann, and you are so good to Angel Flight. I just can't thank you enough.
Well, thank you very much, Bo. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.